It's Rivalry Week, and you know what we're talking about.
Sponsored by your Central Ohio Toyota dealers.
Allow us to set the table for the biggest game of the year. The Fan, Ohio sports destination. This is the Big Game Preview with Carpenter and Rothman.
Brought to you by GBQ.
Empowering growth.
Visit GBQ.com to learn more.
We have arrived. Unbelievable. Ohio State going through this season 11-0, already having clinched their side of the Big Ten title game in Indianapolis. They are the number one ranked team in the country after 11 games. They got tested, I guess self-inflicted wounds against Penn State. So in a weird way, they tested themselves and they came out flying after that. Made a big defensive stand. I like the fact, Bob, they go into this game with a little bit of a struggle game coming out of Penn State. Wasn't one where they would come out feeling way overconfident. It's almost better because that game was 21-0, heading towards a shutout, heading to something like 35-0. Then all of a sudden you may feel a little complacent going in, so it almost works out better for them. There really aren't a whole lot of keys to this game. Other than the obvious stuff that you can just Plato factory out, which is, you know, win the trenches, don't turn the ball over, all that stuff. I'm going to start with the stat within the game, which Ooh. I've kind of identified earlier this week, and that's winning third down. It's, and the reason
60%.
60%. Michigan's 40%. While that's not horrible, 60% is unheard of. I don't expect Ohio State to be converting at a 60% clip tomorrow. You got to win third down. It's such a key deal as far as momentum and keeping this game in a rhythm the way they want it. Ohio State, if they come out of this and you look at those, if you look at just that stat, who won third down, Ohio State has it. I expect it to rule the day on Saturday. That's my first one.
Well, I'll go to another key metric similar to third downs. I don't have the exact number on it, but if you go back and look through the course of history, red zone efficiency in this game, Rothman, is highly critical. You go back in some of the games that are more slugfests. You look at, the 96 game, the 2002 game. The team that scored touchdowns when they got down in the red zone was the team that won. And it wasn't a situation where you could just settle for field goals and hope you'd win one. You know, a 9-6 contest. When you get down there, you have to convert, you have to score. Having Justin Fields and his abilities makes that a lot easier. He's a big physical runner as well as a highly skilled passer. You've worked that in concert with J.K. Dobbins and the receivers. It's been pretty good for Ohio State this year, but that's both sides of the ball. They have to hold Michigan to field goals, and they need to find a way to continue to score in the red zone.
I'll help you there as well. You're talking about the number one and number two red zone defenses in the Big Ten. It'll be on that field tomorrow. And maybe some people would be surprised that Michigan is actually number one of the one versus two battle in red zone defense. They'll have to be that again. The other one for me is pretty typical in a game like this is no home runs. Ohio State's been a really good big play defense. And if Michigan has something where they feel like they can somewhat go toe-to-toe with Ohio State, they probably feel like their collection of receivers can go toe-to-toe, and a lot of that is limiting the run after the catch. Like a guy like Nico Collins, who's a physically tough guy, 6'4", 225, they're going to try to get it to him on the outside early to give him a chance to run after the catch. He averages almost 20 yards per. Ronnie Bell, who dropped that key touchdown against Penn State, has come back a little bit, had a touchdown against Indiana. Donovan Peoples-Jones, you know he's similar size, probably not as heavy as Nico Collins is. And then Tariq Black, 6'3", 215. They do pass the look test when it comes to their committee at receiver. That's a big one. And the other big home run threat is Giles Jackson, who's their fast, true freshman. He averages 25 yards per return. He has the 97-yarder against Maryland. You can't let this kid turn into some kind of a weird Desmond moment where he hits a home run. So that'll be my second one. No home runs.
Mine is going to be superior special units, Rothman. You look at through the history of this, big punt returns, maybe a fake punt, blocked punt. something like that. Like you, this team, Michigan, like they need to have turnovers and tangible special teams plays to be able to win this game. And so Ohio State can't fumble punts. They can't put them on the ground. They've got to be very sure and not give up short fields, and to make sure that, hey, when you kick the ball, it ends with a kick, a successful one. And then you obviously, when you secure the ball on the other side, make sure you possess it and give your offense a chance. But the special teams here, you go back Ted Ginn in 2004. You look at Desmond Howard, back in whenever that was, 93, I guess. I mean, they're big kickoff punt returns.
93, can't remember.
Something
now.
Like that. Yeah. 220, 221, whatever it takes. Mm-hmm. Whatever it takes in this game.
All right. So we'll go to my last one, and this one I'll go to the quarterback. Justin Fields, you have been better than advertised. And I want you going into this game not feeling like you got to play a perfect game, but play the right kind of game. And what that means is you got to hold on to it a little extra. You got to take the sack and live to fight another down, you do it. There's no reason to force it in. He hasn't done it all year. 33 touchdowns to one pick. He's been electrifying with his feet. He should continue to do that. These are the kind of games where you don't worry about who's carrying the ball a lot or who has to take off and run with it. That's how this game has been won over the years, with one guy making an ad-lib play that turns into a difference maker. He has been the absolute difference maker. All the pressure is on Shea Patterson to force the ball out there, throw it into places he may not want, take chances. Justin Fields doesn't have to do that. He can throw deep. That's fine. But I feel like he doesn't have to be the perfect player tomorrow. He just has to be the same guy he's been, the right guy. He's got great instincts. Take off and run with it. This is what this game is built on, getting that extra yard, getting that first down. You saw JT Barrett do it. He's got to do that. It's his first time in the rivalry game. I think he's going to be fine. But if he gets into any kind of a weird feel, take off. Trust your athletic instincts. That's the big advantage that he has in this game, is that he is pure dual threat. Be that guy tomorrow.
All right, my final key to victory is, this is something that Earl Bruce used to say. Tress used to say it. Urban would talk about it. A great player's got to play great against Michigan. Ohio State's got four guys going to national award banquets: Jeffrey Okuda, J.K. Dobbins, Justin Fields, and Chase Young. Those guys got to have the games of their life. They play well, the rest of the team will play well. But they're the bell cows. They have to set the tempo. They have to make sure that they make plays in critical moments, because the guys will be leaning on them. And if they do that, this game will not be close. Chase Young needs to harass Shea Patterson, not let him get comfortable. He has a win rush percentage of almost 23%. So that's almost one out of every four pass rushers he is winning and getting to the quarterback. It needs to probably be higher than that, because he's going to have to be living in that backfield. Dobbins, Fields, we know what they can do. And Jeffrey Okuda, you mentioned their playmakers, Rothman. I mean, if you're the best corner in the country, you got to play like the best corner in the country. And yeah, I always harken back to games, I guess, scars of past that I had. You looked at Sean Springs, one of the best corners in the country, and the infamous slip against Ty Streaks in 96. Like, those are the things that cannot happen. You got to be sure-footed, and you have to make the plays when they come your way.
And finally, I guess to put a bow on this thing, Ohio State has not been a panic team. They've not had to be put in a pressure cooker of any kind outside of last week.
You said not to panic.
Yes, I'm very curious that if they are trailing in this game, that means nothing. It means nothing. It's a four-quarter game. You're the much better team. You have NFL talent everywhere, including the guy you just talked about, Okuda, who is really turned into like Mr. Stopper on the outside. They've already got a great pass defense. He's certainly one of the best in the country. And his production and that defensive backfield, and then their ability to change the game defensively, like you said, with Chase Young, that exists on every play. And if Michigan is smart, they'll have to find a way not to neutralize him, just to try to stay away from him somehow. And that really can turn this into a one-dimensional deal with half a field to defend and for Ohio State.
Just some gravity of how big this game is. This game has featured the most top 10 AP matchups since the poll began in 1936, with this Saturday included 23 Notre Dame, USC has 18. Oklahoma, Nebraska has 18. This is far and away the most important, biggest matchup, biggest rivalry in college football because both of the teams, regardless of what the record has been, the Ohio State and Michigan in the past, both of these teams are legit, and history tells you as such.
All right, gentlemen, we've reached score predictions. Carp, what should we put you down for?
Gosh, the weather.
Let me give you a quick weather deal.
Give me that.
It does look like there will be some precip, maybe not as bad as was reported earlier in the week, but there'll be some gusts. It won't be a great day, but I don't think it's going to be a disaster.
If it's not a disaster, I'm going to lean back to more where I was at. I'm going to go 31-17 Bucks.
All right, you and I are in lockstep on that. I kind of ticked them up a little bit. I have 31-21 Ohio State. I do feel like it can be a competitive game if Michigan hangs on early in the game, and I'm taking kind of a lower feel on the score just because of the weather and how tight this game I expect it to be played. Maddie?
I'm going to go 31-21 Ohio State.
Oh, identical score.
31-21, yep.
Holy cow. Look at that. You and me buying lottery tickets later. All right.